As artificial intelligence continues to permeate significant areas of our lives and businesses, it's time to consider to what extent that's happening to physicians and other medical professionals. The Journal of the American Medical Association has considered the subject of AI and malpractice and what happens when AI either makes a medical mistake or may lead to a doctor making a faulty decision. Our medical commentator, Dr. Joseph Servin of the Mayo Clinic, and I talked about that recently. I began by asking him to explain where he stands on AI in medical care and whether he finds himself more on the pro or the con side.
I'm much more pro than I'm negative about the topic. Okay. I think that there is enough nuance in medical care, and when you really are trying to, like, if I'm seeing you in a medical care, clinical care situation, I want to be very mindful that I'm going to tailor my advice to you. That may mean your genetic profile. That may mean the way you are physically otherwise. And so you can't do that nice and neatly in these large population studies. Something like AI, which is learning and mining the data for everything from any blood test you've ever taken to a genetic piece, may be able to come up with patterns that we can't see. And then that can be used to give and tailor my advice to you on a certain issue, whether it's a risk for a procedure or the concern with a certain therapy, that I can give you a more precise answer to you specifically. So I think that is something where AI, at least that's the promise, the way I understand it, can be very helpful. And the second place that I think AI can be very useful is that it can also tell me, don't click that prescribe button. There's something wrong here.
Okay.
There's a dangerous side effect. That person carries some profile that could cause a terrible rash, or it could cause this side effect that could be very serious. And that, like a panic button or red alert that comes back at me, can be a way of making sure that we're making sure that we're delivering the best care without causing any harm to anyone.
Well, now, with respect to the possibility of there being harm, though, what are your concerns when it comes to AI? Where do we go from there? What's the next step?
One of the issues about AI is that we don't know exactly what that means in terms of determining a mistake when the computer or the system spits out a protocol. You know that it must be grabbing that data from somewhere. But if the machine is ahead of the person or the knowledge understanding, who's to say what's the mistake until you actually enact whatever advice you're about to undergo with the patient and you see what happens? I'm one of those folks that always is that I'm very trusting of technology at the beginning, but I also know there's always that little caveat, that little less than 1%, that person who will win the lottery, the negative lottery, and you're like, so this is the person we shouldn't be doing that, and the system has to now learn that this does not work for that. How do you detect that? You only detect that when something bad happens.
Well, then what's the potential liability then for physicians who are using AI?
What's interesting about the liability issue is that at least at this moment in 2019, the presumption of a mistake and who's responsible for the mistake is based on what is the current standard of care in the community for whatever condition. So I'm a neurologist, so I would be judged against other neurologists treating that condition under a similar type of circumstance. So the issue that would arise is really not so much when something good happens. Something good happens, everyone smiles and pats themselves on the back, and we're all so smart and how wonderful everyone is, and it's all good vibes. It's when the bad stuff happens. And the question that arises that we don't know is, what happens if the AI gives you bad advice? And what happens if the machine gives you some advice that you just don't recognize as being correct because it picked it up and you reject it because you assume it's giving you bad advice? The result of that will vary depending on how you played it out and assuming there's a bad outcome for the patient. So if there's a bad outcome for a patient, and let's say that I ended up rejecting the AI, giving me something that just seemed different than anything else, but it picked it up, but there was still a bad outcome, I'm going to be okay. The liability law says that the physician's going to be fine because he still practiced within the standard of care. He or she practices the standard of care. The converse element is that if the machine throws at me a piece of advice or standard of care or a non-standard of care that it picked up and there's a bad outcome and I did it, I'm also now in trouble because I didn't override it.
Is there a risk of not allowing the technology to go as fast as it could because physicians may think, okay, I'm not exactly aligned yet with what this AI is telling me. So maybe the AI is giving great information, but the physician may pull back, and that may be fine. I mean, caution is never a bad thing, right. But could it limit progress to some extent?
I think to some degree the answer is an emphatic yes. There's already a sense within the medical community, as wonderful as things such as electronic medical records are supposed to be, there's also record rates of burnout and people quite upset with electronic medical record systems. AI comes on top of that. And to some, they will see it, if it saved them, that's like, oh my goodness, I didn't do this. They'll see it as a positive and will want to adapt. Others will just see it as another thing you have to click through to get to the answer. And I think there could be some limit of progress because no one knows the rules. If the system gives you a funny set of advice, is it Microsoft's fault? If they're the ones who made this, is it my fault for rejecting it?
And how much of that do you want to have to be involved in when you're trying to see your patients and you're trying to use the knowledge you've generated over the decades?
In some ways, if it's able to learn things at a much more rapid pace, it puts a lot of pressure on physicians to keep up even almost to the same level. And I'm not sure, is the system ready and able? And that will require a sea change in how you educate the future of doctors and how you use this. How do you evaluate this?
That is our medical commentator, Dr. Joseph Servin of the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Servin, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Steve.